This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Broadcasting from the WEEI studios. Powered by Verizon. 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1. Lawrence, Boston. An Odyssey Sports Station.
My three-point stance today, I'm calling for Roman Anthony. Try to maybe alter that swing just a little bit and give the Red Sox a little extra punch, pop, and power in their lineup.
Roman drives one high and deep into right center field. It is back, and it's gone! A homer for Roman.
Dustin May. Yeah,
that's why he's going to go 6 2/3. That's a little bit of blind faith, but hell, that's all I got right now.
Strike three called. Fastball 96. 8 strikeouts for May.
I think I know more now.
I had no idea how intelligent he was.
Go, 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 go!
This is WEEI Afternoons.
With Andy Hart, Nick Fitzy-Stevens.
And three-time Super Bowl champion Ted Johnson on WEEI.
The Red Sox win. Fitzy and Hart win. Predictions galore.
You guys are so smart.
Ted Johnson victory lap here for WEEI Afternoons.
Take it.
I learned it from watching you, Ted. Victory laps are what we do. When you're right, you need to tell everybody you were right. And I just want to point out that Mr. Negativity, Andy Hart, everybody's too negative. Why are you so negative? Why are you so I had faith in Dustin May. And that faith was rewarded.
Was that faith in Dustin May, or is it just like, you know what, the last time I ripped him for putting out a pitcher that I had to pay tickets to go see the game for, it turned out, who was that? It was
Criswell.
Criswell.
That's why he's been named Criswell Syndrome.
He didn't pay for those tickets either.
Okay, he didn't pay.
No, he didn't.
Right. But he had, his family made the effort to come see the game. And then Cooper went out there and just pitched a gym. So now he's like, well, I can't do that anymore. And
even a broken clock, Ted.
No.
Twice a day.
It's baseball.
Yep.
Baseball, VCR. I said it yesterday. When you think you have baseball pegged and you think you know exactly what's going to happen in the sport of baseball, in my opinion, more than almost any other, it goes, you idiot. That's not what's going to happen. Yeah. So we'll go out. Plus, Dustin May went out there. He pitched well. And he pitched with emotion. I've said, because Alex Cora has said a lot, that emotion and excitement for a baseball team has to come from the lineup, has to come from the offense. This was a game where there was some emotion that was brought to the contest by the starting pitcher. He had, I think it was the second inning, he got a big out. He's like, you're not exactly going Mark the Bird Fidrich, but
that was Pivetta-esque. Like, he was pumping fists and fired up, and as he should, especially when idiots like me went on the radio yesterday and said there was 0.0% chance he could carry the team to a dub last night. My bad, coach. Yeah.
And he also talked about, well, you know what? I've kind of had a crappy year. I've had a lot of downtimes. There's been a lot of long innings and long
crappy
games.
Crappy few years.
Yes, actually. Well, guess what?
Crappy half decade.
Enjoy it. I remember. And Ted will get mad at me here.
Oh, we'll see.
But your boy, Bill Belichick, there was one year.
Hey, first segment, BMI or Bill Belichick?
There was.
First segment, BMI or Bill Belichick?
There was first 5 minutes, too. That's right.
When does Mason Miller come into
there? Was one year where he told his team specifically to celebrate because this sport is hard. And when you make a play in the NFL, celebrate it. Enjoy it. You put a lot of work into that. I'd say the same thing is true for Dustin May. When you put in start after start where you suck, multiple years where you kind of suck and things aren't going your way, and you're probably doing the Walker Buehler questioning, do I still have what it takes to compete in the big leagues anymore? When you go out there and you pitch a gem, and that was a gem.
Got to feel good.
Right? So enjoy it. Celebrate it. Do whatever comes natural. If there's emotion that's bubbling up, release it. Enjoy it. Because the other thing is, baseball could come back around and he might go, you know, two-thirds of an inning with 8 runs next game.
You know the profile of some of these pitchers? It's kind of amazing. If you look, if you were to just dissect every pitcher in the major leagues, how many of them have missed big chunks of time in their careers because of injury?
Yep.
And it's and then they get back, and then they get injured again. It's just one of the more frustrating types of positions to play in all of sports. And so I'm with you guys. I did love the excitement, and that was partly because he missed 2 years for injury and was, you know, missed half of last year.
And also,
it almost feels like now, like every pitcher, Andy has to have at least one, if not two, Tommy Johns over the course of a 10-plus year career.
Well, I've told you this. They are now doing it preemptively. There are parents, young pitchers that are having relatively minor elbow issues or issues that maybe they could treat another way, and they're like, nah, just do it. Let's just get it out of the way. It's going to happen sooner or later, so let's do it sooner so I can recover. You know, as young as like the high school level, even below that, pre-high school level. But you look at Dustin May, great for him. It's great for him as an individual. Also, was big for the Boston Red Sox, right? You got Walker Buehler going to the mound tonight. You'd lost with Crochet. You were coming off the Bayo, Giolito, Crochet. Oh, my three best pitchers didn't win a game. Well, I'm going to need somebody to win a game, or this is going to become a long, extended streak. All of a sudden, you might be balancing out that 7-game winning streak you just had with a 7-game losing streak.
Whoa.
And Dustin May goes to the mound and says, not on my watch. Mm-hmm. And then the offense gets to their bullpen. Then you pile up runs. Now, whether that's one of those games where you say, are they really the best offense in the American League, or did they kind of beat up on a bullpen? Don't care. They scored 14 runs. Those all count, right? Like, they all count. Now you have the best run differential in the American League, one of the best run differentials in baseball. And Roman Anthony hits a bomb, so Fitzy's happy. 2 games in a row, Roman Anthony hits a bomb. Another note where it's only basically him and Ted Williams, youngest players, home runs, back-to-back days.
What did he have? Yeah. 4 walks, a home run, and 4 runs scored? Like,
never been done.
I mean, the anomalous streak of things that this kid is doing at the age of 21 is mind-boggling. And it's only due to a deep foundational belief in his almost now alien-like or otherworldly abilities to think that he can still hit with crazy exit velocity, crazy accuracy, with such incredible patience at the plate, and still every now and again dial it up and go for bombs. That was 4:30 last night. Like, that's no, like, it's only a home run in 7 out of 30 parks. Like, no, that was out of every park last night. And I don't care how the final score got to be Patriots 14, Texans nothing, Andy. Like, that's a morale builder, especially when you get 6 innings from the guy who only gave you 3 1/3 last week.
And another morale builder has to be Carlos Narvaez, who hasn't been hitting good.
Yep.
That home run, it was – if you listen to that call, we might have to pull this call up. I can't remember. I might have been on TV by this time when I was watching it, where the ball, it was – didn't even kind of have a chance to say, oh, it's back. It looks like it's a home run. It was like – Narvaez hits the ball. It's a home run.
Yep.
Like, it was out so damn fast that I've never seen a home run get out of the Ripped field it. Of play as fast as that Carlos Narvaez home run.
So the Red Sox get a Fitzy, we'll say it, sneaky big win, sneaky important win
sneaky
last
bigs.
Night in Houston. Yeah. They'll be back at it tonight. Dustin May gets a big win. We'll talk to the manager of the Boston Red Sox in about 20 minutes, 2:30 here on WEEI Afternoons. But this Dustin May start is interesting because I was watching on TV and they were talking about, apparently when they acquired Dustin May, there was something to do with his cutter, and the Red Sox think his cutter's a weapon. And I think it was Lou Maloney was like, I don't know, they're hitting like 470 off of it or something. I'm not sure it's a weapon. And I find that interesting. Like, you join a team midseason, especially a team like the Red Sox that seems to have a very specific pitching approach
philosophy.
And what the, Andrew Bailey, and he sees things and what he wants. So, you know, some numbers from first start to second start for Dustin May. First start, it was 30% four-seamer, 24% sweeper, 14% sinker, and then 30% that cutter, which Lou had heard the Red Sox thought might be a weapon. Well, maybe they realized it wasn't a weapon. I don't know, because last night the cutter was down to 20%, and the sweeper was actually up to 37%. The four-seam was down a little bit, and the sinker was up. So he became more sinker-sweeper than it was four-seam cutter.
Love those pitches. And love those pitches.
And I just think that's really interesting. Now, does this mean anything? Did he just maybe have a good night? Yeah. Sure. It could be a one-off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Could be my thing. Aberrational, blind faith, whatever. Or did you take a step in the right direction because maybe you're working with Andrew Bailey and figuring things out?
Part of that emotion might be just like, look, I finally found a place where they understand me and can give me a good game plan. And I'm starting to realize maybe what my full potential is. Beside all those numbers are great. He also had a 85% first pitch strike.
Absolutely.
And that is part of, I think, what has changed over the last month and a half or so, when it felt like the Red Sox post-Rafi Devers started changing their approach to hitting and pitching, is when they said, you know, we got to attack more on first pitches. And they're doing that, and you can see the pitching has gotten better because they are attacking the zone early in the count.
And the other thing I would just throw out there, and I don't know if this matters or not, the Dodgers were getting pitchers back, and they knew Dustin May was not part of there, and he knew it. He's a smart guy. He sees what's going on. Oh, I'm not really needed here. I'm not really wanted here. Mm-hmm. The Red Sox need Dustin May. Like, they need him to be good. We're talking about Toley, Peyton. Oh, we're going to blow him through AAA and get him to, like, if Dustin May doesn't do the job, they're looking for, like, they need him to be good, and I just wonder if maybe that faith that they have in him and to go out and get him, even if we think it was rushed at the end of the trade deadline.
Oh, very much.
Could it give him a little boost of confidence? But
isn't it funny, too? Yesterday, trade deadline. Oh, I didn't do enough of trade deadline. Trade deadline. We lost three in a row. Our top three pitching. We needed more pitching.
Yep.
And now today, it's like, oh, great call to trade deadline, getting Dustin May. They saw something in him that no one else did. So just a very interesting sport indeed when you consider how the ebbs and flows go with
it. Oh, it's amazing.
The roller coaster of the sport, and especially this team. I mean, this is the whole, like, if there were any one something you would say is the hallmark of the 2025 Red Sox, would you say it's their roller coaster-esque nature of emotions?
No, yeah, probably. You know, question. You start how the season started, all the good vibes with Seiden and Bregman, and then Rafi Devers, no. And then, okay, now we're down again. And then, then you start the season out like they – and then the injuries with Casas. And so, yeah, it's been one of the more up-and-down kind of emotional seasons, more than I can remember.
And there's so much time for that because of the marathon that is. I heard Dave O'Brien, Lou Maloney talking last night on the broadcast about, well, there's 40 games left.
Yeah.
And 40 games ago, this season wasn't going where the Red Sox wanted. Then you got hot. You got a 10-game winning streak. You get a 7-game winning. And so that puts into perspective, but yeah, now you got to finish it. You've put yourself in position to make the playoffs. You're in that conversation. But if you go the opposite way you went for the last 40 games, you're in trouble. And there's a lot of time to screw this up. And that's where a guy like Dustin May comes into the picture. And his performance, just to put it in perspective, it's the 15th time this season a Red Sox starter has worked 6-plus shutout innings. 5 of those were by Lucas Giolito. 4 of those were by Crochet. And just to put that in perspective, only the Yankees and the Tigers have more. They have 17 starts like that. 6 innings, 0 runs allowed. And obviously you're going to be Crochet, but Giolito was in that mix as well. Not that I'm expecting Dustin May to do that probably ever again this season, right? We got to keep our expectations in real land.
In check?
In check a little bit.
Do we have to, though? Because then if we start going into it like with the sort of negative anticipation I did last night, I don't know what good that does you. I mean, keeping them in check, sure. He's not going to throw 6-7 with no runs allowed, but he didn't do that by accident. There's obviously some sort of beast in there that got uncapped last night.
And that's where I wonder if they get some credit for that. Again, it's a one-off. We got to wait to see. But the biggest thing for me, for both Dustin May and Walker Buehler, is, Fitzy, don't make us think the way you were thinking yesterday. Don't make us think that in those 2 days in the rotation, there's no hope, that those are guaranteed losses. Because, A, that's a crappy way to look at a game and to go into a game. It also puts ridiculous amount of pressure for the other three guys in the rotation to be perfect. And while I think Crochet was a one-off, and I think Bayo might even be a one-off, Giolito, I don't know what Giolito is at this point in a season where he's been ridiculously good at stretches. You see it right there. He's second on the team in those, you know, six innings shutout pitching. I think you need these guys to at least feel, we got a shot tonight. We might have to score a few runs, but luckily we have the best offense in the American League. But these guys will give us a shot. It goes back to those games we talked about early in the season where games were over in the first inning. You don't want these guys going to the mound and you as a fan or you as a teammate or you as a manager thinking, yeah, it's probably going to be a bullpen night. I'm probably going to need to get about six out of the bullpen. Just give us quality starts, right? Just give us the hope that it's not going to be a stinker of a start. And he gave you reason to believe that that could be a possibility.
I mean, I think part of the issue with really feeling confident in the starting pitching is guys haven't done it. I mean, you got Crochet's pitching, already pitched more innings than he's ever pitched. And so we still got a lot of games to play.
Yep.
You look at Lucas Giolito, the last 2 years combined, he's only played in 12 games.
Yep.
And Bayo has never really done it for any sustainable length of time. So it's the guys that you're counting on have never done it before, ever in their past. So you go, okay, what makes you think they can do it now? And that's why there's a reservation, I think.
And Fitzy, your guy, I know we're going to get into this a little bit later. Mm-hmm. Roman Anthony, this idea that he can do more, he can be more. Well, I keep saying, as long as you keep putting the game notes together and it says, Roman Anthony was the first since Ted Williams to do X, Y, and Z, yeah. Which I feel like every night. Now, I will also say, when I read a lot of those notes, they also have Rafi Devers in there. And I don't know how that makes me feel, because we lived the Rafi Devers experience, the good, the bad of it, and the whole totality of it.
Well, don't forget how hot he came in years ago, Andy. And then, then expectations weren't met. Then we had attitude problems. And then we were told to put gloves away. And then we told Breslow and Bresbot what he could do with his job. Yeah, if it's like first since Ted Williams, first since Yaz, first since whomever, it's just a nonstop parade of unique statistical accomplishments.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Accomplishments for this kid, which is spectacular. And I love, 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 love. Guys, this could be the best case scenario. If they come out of tonight with a quality start for Buehler and a win, just think about the fact that 48 hours ago, we were in panic mode, like, oh, no, the top three starters lost, and good cripes. Now they got May and Buehler coming up. What's going to happen? And it could be, hey, they got two guys vying for the fourth starter spot. Maybe next time through the rotation, the top three do well, And, you know, the optimism is back on track.
Right, because if you do that, if you play that projection game, you expect Crochet to win, and you probably now expect to win one of the other two games, right? Whether it's Bayo or Giolito.
Right.
Based on the way the season's gone.
Correct.
That doesn't mean it's right.
Yep.
Okay, so that's two wins out of every five right there.
Yep.
If you steal one of these, now you're like...
You think in a playoff series.
Yeah. Now I'm like, well, that's three wins. Right. You know what I mean? Like... It's not hard to talk
yourself
into that.
Give me two out of three good pitch outings in the playoffs with this offense, and you like your chances.
Right. And I do think we need to accept that this offense is pretty good. I know we've had our doubts, you know, are they piling up runs against bad bullpens or bad teams, or are they too streaky? And they're still streaky. You still got to deal with some guys that are streaky. But you're also going to deal with, I don't know, the top of the order with Roman Anthony, who we all just need to accept what they've told us all along. He's good beyond his years. Mm-hmm. He's definitely good beyond his years. And then your guy, St. Bregman, is just good, right? He's just good. Yep. So you put those two in, and you're like, okay, we're well on our way. That's a good way to start a game, right? Even last night, I actually thought it was going to go better last night. I think they had two guys on in the first. I'm like, oh, they're gonna pounce on this. They're going to blow them out early. They didn't end up scoring then. It took a little bit a while. But that's as good a 1-2 as I feel like you could want right now.
Yeah, the midday show, I had to go, you know, kind of just go through the lineup. You go, who would you want to take off? And who would you want to take out of the lineup? I mean, maybe Abraham Toro, maybe. But the rest of the guys, would you feel comfortable pulling any of these guys out of the lineup?
Well, if I was like, if I had a crystal ball and I knew when it was their slump time, and I knew like, oh, for 3 days they're going to be bad, that's when I would do it.
Yeah.
But I'd also want to make sure my crystal ball tells me when they're going to carry the team and be hot as can be for a two or a three-day stretch, or sometimes more than that, a week. So Boston Red Sox win 14-1 in Houston. My guy. Dustin May.
Oh, my God.
My guy, jeez. Dustin May.
Every day there's a new one, Ted.
Boy, you just jump on those coattails so fast.
He was so good last night. He's the new D. May in my world. Drake May, you're old news, Drake May. Dustin May's the winner around here.
You know what? Say it like one of my guys, because you have a lot of my guys.
I do.
You can't
sometimes
have all these my guys.
I can. And it's a big sports world.
Don't worry, Teddy. Tune in tomorrow to see if he's still his guy, and I think I know the answer.
No, I'm going to do a parody to my girl. Guys my guys.
Yeah, why don't we do New Guy Thursday or something? We check in every week on who Andy's new guy is.
What you also need to do is wait about 5 days to see how he pitches next time to see if I dump him to the curb faster than you know what.
When
they need to call up my guy Cooper Criswell that's pitching his spot.
That's my guy in person. 617-779-7937. We are reacting to Dustin May's great performance. Big win for the Boston Red Sox. And up next, we will hear from the manager, his reactions to what Dustin May did and what his team is doing right now, and maybe what some other teams are accusing his team of doing. The manager, Alex Cora, will be up next. But first, Dan Ball, what's trending?
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
All right, here's what's trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. The Red Sox beat the Houston Astros 14-1 last night. Dustin May earned the win, going 6 shutout innings. In the game, Roman Anthony joined Hall of Famer Ted Williams as the only Red Sox players in club history with 21 extra base hits and 32 walks over their first career 52 games. Not bad company at all. The rubber game of that series is tonight. First pitch at 7:10. Walker Buehler will start for the Sox opposite Hunter Brown. And you can listen to the game on WEEI FM 93.7 and across the Shaw's and Star Market, WEEI Red Sox Radio Network. Shaw's, go shopping, get rewarded. Mass Mutual pregame show with Christian Arcanis tonight at 6:10, and Will Fleming and Lenny DiNardo have the call of the game. New within the hour, the Celtics NBA Cup group play schedule has been released. The four games are as follows. The Celtics will play against the Philadelphia 76ers October 31st at 7 at Philly. They'll play November 7th at 7 at the Orlando Magic, then November 21st at home against the Brooklyn Nets, and November 26th at home against the Detroit Pistons. The Patriots took the field for a joint practice with the Minnesota Vikings today in Minnesota. New England will play Minnesota in their second preseason contest on Saturday. Kickoff for that one is at 1 p.m. And from around the NFL, running back James Cook and the Bills have reached an agreement on a 4-year, $48 million contract extension that includes $30 million guaranteed. Vikings receiver and punt returner Rondale Moore suffered a season-ending left knee injury in Saturday's preseason game against the Texans. And Jordan Love had surgery yesterday to repair a ligament injury in his left thumb. But the Packers expect the quarterback to be ready for their season opener. I'm Dan Ball. This is trending now on WEEI and WEEI.com. Red Sox manager Alex Cora joins the afternoon crew, and that is next.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.